Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins every surah in the Holy Quran with the words Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, except one surah. This goes to show us the importance of these words, that our Creator, the one who is the most merciful, the one who is the most forgiving, begins these holy words of the Holy Quran in His own name. It teaches us that whenever we have a task, whenever we have a mission, that we must begin in His name. And it's of popular opinion that whenever someone wants to begin a project, that they begin in the name of something that is valuable. There's a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, where he says, one who is about to perform a task and does not begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that task is useless. The hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam for the day of Saturday, he says, Bismillah, the words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite, words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge in Allah. High, exalted is He, from the injustice of the unjust, the trickery of the enviers, and the oppression of the wrongdoers. And I praise Him beyond the praise of the praisers. Now let us examine the word Allah. The word Allah in the dictionary, it means the one who deserves to be praised, the place of sanctuary, the source of calmness and comfort. It goes to show us, brothers and sisters, that whenever we begin something, we seek refuge in the one who is a sanctuary for us, the one, the only one by whom we can get assistance and help to achieve whatever we set out to do. Now the word Allah is the most comprehensive word of God, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also has other names. The word Allah encompasses all of these great attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the provider, He is Razik, He is Ghafoor, He is Rahman, but He uses the word Allah because the word Allah encompasses all of these great qualities. Now the words Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, they both come from the root word Rahma, which means mercy. And these words are translated in the English language as the beneficent and the merciful. But what is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? The commentators and the Mufassirin of the Holy Quran, they say that the word Rahman is a general mercy that is afforded to all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it friends, enemies, believers, or even disbelievers. They are all under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they benefit from this. But Ar-Rahim, this is a specific mercy that is only afforded to the specific believers, those who have special faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a perpetual mercy that continues even after this life and this dunya, and it carries on into the hereafter. About the word Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah A'raf, verse number 156, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa rahmati wasi'at kull shay. It means that my mercy is afforded or given to everything, all of my creation. Remember, whenever you want to begin a task or a project or you want to achieve something in life, remember to always begin with these great words, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and inshallah, you will be successful. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.
Wherever you are.